Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
It is said that the first casualty of war is truth. On a sillier level, among the casualties of this lockout is the integrity of language. NBA players' attorney Jeffrey Kessler claimed the league was treating the players, quote, like plantation workers. This was silly, and Mr. Kessler later apologized. When the NBA players chose not to accept the league's final offer, Commissioner Stern announced the onset of nuclear winter. Fortunately, nobody took him seriously, or people would have been swallowing everything in their medicine cabinets and jumping off bridges. This winter will be cold. It will be considered too long by people not fond of skiing and roasting chestnuts on an open fire. This winter may also be devoid of NBA basketball, but unless some nation's leader gets crazier than any nation's leader has been for over half a century, we'll have no nuclear bombs, let alone a nuclear winter. Less dramatically, Commissioner Stern has referred to the impasse which threatens the NBA season as, quote, a tragedy. It isn't. The absence of NBA basketball has had unfortunate consequences. Some people who work for the league or for individual teams have lost their jobs. Times are hard for some of the restaurants and bars dependent on pre- and post-game business. Purveyors of fluffy mascots have begun dressing their puppies and bears in the colors of various colleges or as Santa's elves. But at some point, while the last lawyer is logging his final billable hour in this witless farce, the NBA will return. People will look at each other and shake their heads as if waking from an unhappy dream, and then they will plop down in front of their TVs to watch the Lakers or the Mavericks or the Knicks. All over this sports-glutted nation, they will think, here we all are again, which is the message not of tragedy, but of comedy. There aren't many laughs in this lockout, but like much comedy, it is about the clumsy attempts of flawed folks to find their way from confusion to some temporarily acceptable accommodation without tripping over the coffee table or stepping on a rake. It is not nuclear winter. It isn't even tragedy. It's the bluster and roar of comedy, and in the end, whenever it comes, each protagonist will slap himself in the head at the mutual folly, and the rest won't be silence. It'll be games.